Right. So tell me a little bit about your journey into writing this book.
Well, I became fascinated with the Congo when I ran across a story in Time magazine several years ago, actually, about Pat Robertson, the famous televangelist, the founder of the 700 Club, the guy that ran for president of the United States one time. Turns out that he was a partner with Mobutu Sese Seko, who was the dictator of the Congo for over 30 years. The man basically raped his own country, took billions of dollars out of there, and he was Pat Robertson's partner. And this just seemed like a fascinating hook for a story. And then I started digging into it and really became enamored by the people of the Congo, fascinated by the history of the place. And then I became very concerned about the current humanitarian crisis in the country. The problems with the situation with Pat Robertson and Mobutu, of course, goes back to the late 80s, early 90s. But since then, the country has degenerated even further into civil war, and it's just been a horrible, horrible situation. Excuse me, I lost my voice for a second.
Okay.
But that's how I became interested in it, and I published Heart of Diamonds in September of this year, and since then I've been very involved with not just promoting the book, but also promoting the cause of the people, the victims of this violence in the Congo.
I know it's hard to do, but if you could, in 20 or less seconds, if you could sort of encapsulate what these people are going through and what do our listeners need to know?
The violence in the Congo is the most deadly since World War II. Nearly 6 million people have died. There are more than 20 armed groups now operating in the eastern provinces of the Congo. They're engaged in gang rape. They're impressing child soldiers. There are over 1 million people that have been displaced, and 45,000 people die every month from disease and the effects of this conflict.
Those are staggering, staggering numbers. What can people in Westchester County do in terms of, you know, you'll be at the Harrison Public Library today, as I understand, at 7:30 tonight?
That's correct.
What can people do locally to help this cause?
There are some wonderful support groups that provide a lot of help to the victims of this violence. Women for Women International is one of my favorites. Doctors Without Borders is very active in the Congo. These people need help, and they need our help, and we can provide it that way, both financially and with moral support. We can also call, of course, on our representatives and the presidential candidates to recognize the fact that the Congo is the very heart of Africa. Everything that happens there affects what happens in the rest of the continent. And unless the United States steps up and takes some action there, supporting the cause of peace, not supporting the cause of oil and gold and diamonds, we're going to lose that continent, and which will be a terrible blow to American foreign policy.
Why is your book called Heart of Diamonds?
Well, Heart of Diamonds works on a lot of different levels. One, the book is about diamond smuggling. Diamonds are one of the big resources in the Congo, of course. But also it harkens back to Joseph Conrad's book, Heart of Darkness, of course, which is the first great novel about the Congo. There have been a lot of books written about this terrible land and the horrible things that have happened there. Heart of Diamonds sort of continues that tradition, if you will, of exploring the violence and man's inhumanity to man, driven purely by greed, which is expressed in that in the title Heart of Diamonds.
Well, certainly very, very interesting, fascinating work that you're doing, and truly, you know, a lot of people around here just can't get past their own personal lives, even to look at the election, you know. So
that's right.
This is definitely, I think it's great that you're doing this, and thank you so much for coming to Westchester.
Thank you.
Certainly all the best to you in your future endeavors.